diaper that smells like it needs to be changed.
With shitty diapers.
Shitty panties.
Not sexy when it's a baby.
When shitty, is it sexy?
Only when it's an adult sexy man. Are shitty diapers sexy?
What about if they go commando? Are shitty jeans sexy?
You know what? If you're a really good looking man with a really amazing body, you can make everything sexy, including shit.
Right. So, Big Fatty, we're waiting to see pictures.
I didn't know he's a scatologist.
No, I don't think he is. That's horrible.
Oh.
So, it's the full moon.
Well, he will be eventually, regardless. Old age gets you. So, whether you want to be a scatologist now or later, eventually you probably will be.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I didn't know he's a scatologist. Well, he will be eventually, regardless. Old age gets you.
Well, hello, everyone. It's the fat one, and this is episode 1561 of the BFO for Monday the 20th of January 2014. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me show. Y'all, I've got a little something in my throat. Hello, Flemmies. Big Eddie. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, in the U.S. of A, it is the MLK holiday. Big Fatty, we love milk. And y'all, I am recording this Sunday afternoon at 4:30 p.m. in the afternoon. And y'all, it sounds like I just woke up. And part of that is because I just woke up. Big Fatty. And I'll tell you more about that when I recap the weekend. But, y'all, it's a holiday. It's a holiday for Big Fatty. The coal mine is it's closed. It's just closed. It's shut up tighter than Big Fatty, please. You'll say something vulgar. Well, okay, probably will. But anyway, y'all, it is a holiday, and I'm gonna tell you all about the weekend. And y'all, I'm thinking that we're gonna start a new segment today. Big Fatty, well, okay. But y'all, before we do that, let's do this. Yeah, I gotta see y'all today, Monday the 20th of January, y'all, it is the celebration of, one moment, please. Y'all, I'm drinking coffee at 4:30 in the afternoon. Big Fatty, this can't end well. But y'all, today is the celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you know her voice from little shows out there. Y'all, it is Ms. Brenda Boo. Boo-hoo, Big Fatty, Brenda Boo. Boo-hoo, Brenda Boo. Okay. And I'm sure she is having a big old corn-fed birthday with Mr. Boo out there in the Iowa. And y'all, now, y'all, this, it's also, and you know, y'all, I get in a quandary whenever we have celebrations of exiting the birth canal that involve the future. Because y'all, on the 21st, which is tomorrow, Tuesday, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal of Arthur from over there at the Amarans, a little show. And, y'all, but you know, he gets the little show early, so he will get it on the 20th, but it'll be the 21st there, so I'm gonna go ahead and wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal in the future, even though he'll hear it in the present, but it'll still be the future, but I will have recorded it in the past. Benny, that is just as confusing as it can be, but regardless, I hope both boo-hoo Boo, Brenda Boo, and Arthur have a lovely, lovely big old cake. Yeah, I guess y'all. One moment, please. Good coffee.
Big Freddy.
But y'all, it was a good weekend. And you know, it's an extended weekend, so you know it's continuing into today, Monday. And but y'all, on a Friday in the coal mine, y'all, it was very successful day in the coal mine for Big Freddy. Got some things done, and old Veda, he took the day off, and Larry Cly was gone for half a day. So y'all, it was very quiet in there, but it was nice. It was just nice, and y'all. I had made me a new pot of that soup that Waylon, formerly of the Stinky Orangutans, you know, he had given me the recipe for that, for the orzo Greek lemon soup, and y'all, I had. When I went to the Von's Eats on Wednesday for coupon day, y'all, they were out of lemons. They had two little bitty lemons, and y'all, when I had the soup, it just needed a little more lemon. So I said, "Well, Big Freddy, why don't you go over to the Von's East during your lunch hour and pick up, you know, just run in and pick up a lemon?" And y'all, I decided I was going to go ahead and get me another piece of fried chicken for my lunch, and there was something else I got too. I don't remember what it was. But anyway, just a couple of, oh, I got some country ham. Big Freddy, is that spelled C-U? No, it is not. So I ran in there and went through the register, and y'all, it was just as quick as it could be. I was just in and out like a flash. Y'all didn't save a single penny, so there's nothing to add to the coupon. But y'all, on my way out, I ran into a friend that I hadn't seen in years, and he was like, "Oh, Big Freddy, haven't seen you in years." And he goes, "Big Freddy, you look terrific," because he hadn't seen me since I've been doing the low-carb regime. And, y'all, we just stood and talked. We probably talked for 10 or 15 minutes out there in the Von's East parking lot. So all the time I saved running into the Von's East, I lost in the parking lot. But, y'all, it was good to catch up. It's always good to take time to catch up with your friends. That's all I'm gonna tell you. So anyway, I ran back here to the Fat Cave, and I dropped off the lemons and the other things that I had bought, and went back to the old deck. I see. Y'all, it's a textimonium there, and I'll tell you what that's about in a minute. Went back, but y'all, on my way back to the coal mine, I went by the P.O. Box.
Big Freddy, your throat just doesn't sound good when you do that.
I know. Make a wish. Yeah, Gussie, y'all went by there, and I had not received any kind of message or anything. Well, the horror group had received a message saying we had some mail, but so I went by there. Y'all, there was a key. There was a key in the fat box.
Bee, that sounds vulgar.
And y'all, then that means that there's a package. And y'all, I don't have any idea. Oh, dear Gussie, I don't have any idea. Y'all, I'll tell you all about that in a second. I don't have any idea who it's from or anything, because I wasn't told to expect something in the mail. But y'all, I'm going to open it right now. Y'all, I hate to get packages. No, I don't hate to get packages. I just hate to get them on Friday, because y'all, then I got to wait the weekend to open it, because, you know, I always open the packages on the little show. And y'all, inside here, let's just see what we got. Oh, here's the packing slip. Let's see if it says who this is from. And see if there's a little message on here. Let's just see here. I'm trying not to look. What it is. There's no return address on there or see who it's from.
Hey, honey, what is it?
Oh. Y'all, I think I know who this is for. Y'all, it is a can of tuna.
Big Betty, I know who it's from. It's from the same person that did.
Oh, yeah, I feel quite certain. Y'all, it's a can of chicken of the sea. Tuna and water, y'all. And you know who a can of tuna is from.
Big Betty, that's like, what do you call it? Potpourri.
It is. Y'all, if you hadn't figured it out, I'm sure that's from Miss Beaver. But Miss Beaver, thank you. I guess thank you so much for the potpourri. That's just lovely. And y'all, it just y'all, it's y'all. Big Fatty gets the strangest shit, and I'm gonna tell you a little bit more about that in a minute. But I want to go on and finish telling you about the weekend. Saturday, got up and was piddling around the Fat Cave here and just had a leisurely morning and fixed me some of that country ham.
Big Fatty, still not.
No, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. And what else? Some of the folks from the horror group up there in Myrtle Beach, you know, up there where they do the Myrtle Manor little show, they came down, y'all. It was supposed to be two of them. Then it was going to be four of them. Then it was going to be five of them, and y'all, it ended up being seven of them. And y'all, it was just lovely to see them. But they came down to chitter chat with Big Fatty about they're going to do their horror event, anniversarium event, in a year, but they're going to do it at the Horror Hotel, like Big Fatty's horror group. And y'all, they were just getting some pointers from Big Fatty about how we do it and all. And y'all, it was just lovely. Y'all, the another thing that I forgot to tell you was on Friday night, y'all, I put my soup back on and put the new lemon and added some more broth and some more of the spinach and all to it. And y'all, it was just delicious. And y'all, and then I made some more of the nuts and bolts, you know, the Chex Mix that my mother does. And y'all, so I took a big old bag of the Chex Mix over when we had our little meeting. And y'all, then after we had our little meeting, y'all, we went to a restaurant here in town, and y'all, it just took for damn ever. But y'all, we were sitting at the bar, and we decided, well, let's just eat here at the bar. And so y'all, we ordered, and Big Fatty had some she crab soup and a giant salad, and y'all, it was just lovely to spend some time with them. And y'all, then on a Saturday evening, we were off to Dudley Do Right's, and y'all, we were there, and Granny and Miss Porter were there, and y'all, we just had a good old time, and the rest of the horror group was there, and y'all just had a real good time. And y'all, however, I may have been overserved. I am not quite sure, but I believe I was overserved. But made it home safely and all that. And then, then Sunday, y'all, I've just been a sloth. I've just, and that's why I think I may have been overserved. So, anyway, and then here we are, doing the little show.
Big Fatty, what was this about doing a new segment on the little show?
Well, Poodle, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, why are you playing the census music?
Well, Poodle, I'm gonna explain that. Y'all, first of all, I love the census music that Dales and Dallas put together for us. And y'all, now that the census is over, I don't ever get to play it. So, but y'all, I've decided that our new segment, which is going to be about pooping.
Big Fatty Vulgar!
Because y'all on the census, I asked the question, when was the last time you shot yourself? And y'all, over the past couple of weeks, I have received, people just have a need and desire to let Big Fatty know when they shat themselves. And y'all, I got a textimonium. I will not reveal which podcast it was from, but he or she sent me a textimonium, said, well, it happened. I was in my car, and I thought it was going to be a fart, and I just shat my pants. But anyway, and maybe that person will reveal their identity on his or her little show. But y'all, I just loved it. I just loved it that the first thing they did after they shat themselves was they sent me a testimonium announcing that they had shat themselves. And and y'all, the other incidai of shatting yourself, y'all, you that turnip head, Big Fatty, I didn't know the turnip head shot himself. Well, yeah, he didn't, but he heard a commercial on the TV machine, and he had to send it to me because he immediately thought of me. And y'all, I'm gonna play it for you right now. Yes, Big Fatty,
shit my pants right here. Shit my pants, you're kidding.
You can ship your pants right here.
You hear that? I can ship my pants for free.
Wow, I just may ship my pants.
Yeah, ship your pants. Billy, you can ship your pants too.
I can't wait to ship my pants, Dad.
I just shipped my pants, and it's very convenient.
Very convenient.
I just shipped my drawers.
I just shipped my nightie.
I just shipped my bed.
If you can't find what you're looking for in store, we'll find it at Kmart.com right now and ship it to you for free.
y'all, this is... This is an absolute hilarious commercial. If I can remember, I'm gonna put a link in the show notes so you can go over and watch it yourself. But I just loved it that the turnip head thought about Big Fatty when these people were shipping their pants. And anyway, y'all, I thought since I was introducing this new segment today, I thought that the opening of today's little show with the kids from the How to Do Pancakes, you know, Calvin and JR, y'all, they were talking about Big Fatty being sexy in his filled diaper, and Big Fatty, that is vulgar. y'all, that's call free. But anyway, y'all, if you happen to shat yourself, or you have a good shat yourself story since the census is over, y'all just go ahead and send it on in to Big Fatty, and we'll include it in the new segment. Big Fatty, that is just vulgar. Oh, dear, I see. Y'all, one of the other things I meant to mention about the weekend is, y'all, it became evident to Big Fatty at the Dudley Do-Rights on Saturday night that y'all, several of the members of the Myrtle Beach Horror Club listened to the BFO, and they were like, Big Fatty, tell us more about this little show you do. And I said, well, you tell me what you know about the little show. And y'all, we just had a good old time. But y'all, they're going to definitely be listening to today's little show. And y'all, I probably shouldn't have introduced the new segment. JR, any words of advice for the folks from the Myrtle Beach Horror Club?
I know he's a scatologist. Well, he will be eventually, regardless. Old age gets you.
Oh, but JR, they already know he's full of shit.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.